Morning. We are calling the Rules Committee to order, and I will note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from May 14th. Representative Nash, would you care to move the minutes?
They I'm sure are fantastic minutes with no hyphen or commas out of place, and I motion to approve.
Representative Nash moves the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Friday, May 16th. We are proposing calendaring one bill, House File 3321, the Corrections Bill. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Friday, May 16th for the adoption of the calendar for the day. There will not be a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to bills on Friday's calendar. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. Next order of business is the 2025 R3 resolution on parking. If Lori Hodapp, would you care to come to the testifier stand and state your name for the record, and please present the R3 resolution.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Representative Long, committee members. My name is Lori Hodapp. I serve as the Chief Sergeant at Arms for the House of Representatives. I am presenting the resolution on parking 2025 R3. There is some change to this resolution since last session. This one removed the language about the SOB because we no longer have control over the SOB parking ramp and removed that language. Otherwise, the agreement remains the same with the Department of Administration in ensuring that we have adequate and allocated parking for all members and staff within the House of Representatives.
Thank you, Ms. Hodapp. Any discussion to the resolution? Co-Chair Niska.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Sergeant At-Arms, Hodapp, and I urge members to support.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the R3 resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails, and the resolution on parking is recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. Next, we have the 2025 R4 resolution on facilities. I will move that the 2025 R4 resolution on facilities be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. And Sergeant-at-Arms Hodapp, please present the R4.
The R4 resolution on facilities is an agreement that myself and Chief Clerk Murphy work together to manage the House spaces both here at the Capitol and at the Centennial Office Building. Nothing on this resolution has changed since prior sessions.
Discussion to the R4. Representative Schultz.
Well, Mr. Chair and Lori, when I look at this, I am a Boy State counselor myself and have been. And so I have always had just this great desire for Boy State to have the same opportunity as Girl State. I plan to support this resolution today, but I look forward to working on that particular topic in the future so that the great young men who participate in American Legion Boy State would in the future get the opportunity to use our House chamber.
Fair point. Co-Chair Niska.
Thank you, and I urge support.
Seeing no further discussion, I renew my motion that 2025 R4 resolution on facilities be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. Our final motion. Oh, thank you, Sergeant Arms Hodapp.
Thank you.
Our final resolution is the 2025 R5 resolution on the House Journal. I move that the 2025 R5 resolution on the House Journal be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. And I will turn it over to Mr. Gehring to present that resolution.
Mr. Chair, this R5 resolution is the standard resolution for the last day of the regular session that directs the Chief Clerk to correct and approve the Journal of the House for that day, and also would include in the Journal subsequent proceedings. So, for example, messages from the Governor or the Senate that are received after adjournment.
Any discussion to the motion? Co-Chair Niska.
I urge support.
Seeing no further discussion, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Members, we won't be taking up the concurrent resolution on legislative adjournment today because it wasn't able to be processed in time. So we will do that at a subsequent meeting. That's our business, and we are adjourned.